魂，
他们的歌声，
鬼公文。
Hi guys!
Hello everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew, a podcast on YouTube. We're going to talk about whatever we want. Mm-hmm. My name is Nathaniel Next.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that everyone got a drink and a snack, and you guys are ready to chat, because we actually have a snack today!
It's Dubai chocolates. I'm so excited to try this one, because I've tried it from other places.
These are the chocolate-covered strawberries. Mm-hmm. We got the bar. The bar was pretty...
It was pretty good. I feel like it was just really rich in chocolate. Okay, it's in plastic. I'll show you when it's out, but it's pretty rich in chocolate. I've tried it from another place. My the poli, they're saying you can't film here. We tried it. I tried it at a different place. It was really good, and it wasn't as rich in the chocolate. It had more of the pistachio and everything else going on. Anyways, my question of the week this week is, do you think chocolate, Dubai chocolate's overhyped? We talked about it a little bit already, but we're going to talk about it on here.
Do I think it's overhyped?
Let's give it cheers.
Oh, yeah, let's give her a taste.
Y'all, we're so excited.
Cheers! Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's nuts on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pistachio.
That's really good. I was wondering, I really like the, I don't know how to pronounce it, kafara, I think it is. I really like that part.
Yeah. The crunch.
Honestly, it reminds me of like regular chocolate covered strawberries. But it's really good.
Oh, it reminds me of something. But I just don't know what. Like, it has a flavor of, like, a candy I used to eat.
Really?
But I don't know. I'm not really getting much pistachio flavor.
Yeah, me neither. But. I don't think it's overhyped. I was seeing a lot of people on TikTok were saying, like, oh, it's overhyped. It's, like, everything now. Maybe they're making Dubai chocolate covered. Dubai chocolate everything now. And, like, I don't know. I don't think it is. It's really good.
You know
I enjoy it.
Even the green Even by the- itself. Like, the green...
Right, it's not much
it's
of
not
like
much
a
pistachio flavor.
So, that place I was talking about, the creperia, shout out to y'all, so good. And like even the pistachio is so good. Mm. And the drink I got it was so thick and good.
What do you rate it?
I rate it an 8. It's good.
Yeah. Honestly, I give it like a 6.5.
Whoa, 6.5?
I feel like maybe it's just this one that we're trying right now, but I feel like I could just, like, got some chocolate and some strawberries and, like...
Right, just chocolate covered strawberries, basically.
Gotten, like, something crunchy and, like, could have made this exact same thing at home.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe I would purchase it again from a different place.
Mm-hmm.
But this one... Where was this one from?
Mochi Dough.
Do better. No, I'm just kidding.
And you're like, I don't fuck with this, so do better, please.
I don't know. This actually, I don't mind it. I heard that when you take the test with the DMV, it's harder to pass than if you do it with, like...
Yeah, you told me you didn't take it at DMV.
I did not. I took it with the driving school that I did.
Uh-huh.
And passed first try.
Uh-huh.
I was so nervous. I was so nervous.
No, I was terrified at first, also. I'm the nervy.
Oh!
What?
The mushy strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
But the texture that...
Damn, how many of yours are mushy? I've probably got only, like, one mushy one so far.
That was number 2.
Wow.
Ugh. These are good.
Oh my god, but actually... I finally booked my appointment for my hair.
Oh, or...
Mm-hmm. I'm getting it done on the 16th. I'm so fucking excited. It's a pretty color. But I'm getting done on the 16th. It's going to be like a honey blonde balayage type vibe.
Yes!
And I was telling the thing, I don't know who to go with. Like, if I should go with my original girl or, like, one of the other girls that are, like, cheaper. I was going to stick with my OG girl. I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm paying a lot more money, but, you know, I know it's going to be done right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, she's never done me bad. So, anyways, I went to try and book her. She was booked all those days. So, I was like, okay, this is not meant to be. So I ended up going with another girl. She's been there every time I've been there, like, getting my hair done. And she looks, actually, like, I mean, what I've seen, it looks good. I don't feel like I remember every single one that she's, like, actually finished. But I feel like I've heard a few, and they were good. And she seems like a good vibe.
Do you think this chocolate is Nutella?
You think so? Let me taste it again.
I can't tell if it's, like, nutty because it mixed with the pistachio. But it's kind of giving Nutella vibes, right?
Maybe like, it is. You're like, but like, no. Also, I don't think it is. I mean, I love Nutella. Girl, I used to eat it with just a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Nutella's like more sugary.
Oh my god, I love
like
when
more
I
of get a to, sugary taste when you first bite into it.
When I get to the bottom of the jar, and I'd put like milk in there or like ice cream in there, and then shake it up.
Oh really?
Oh, so good.
Mm. Oh, I never did that.
I need to give these a break. These are.
And they're gonna get mushier.
Oh my god, you're right. So I have to finish it right now. I'm glad.
He just has to, y'all. He just has to be some chocolate.
You're
coming
forcing me.
I don't know about you. I'm enjoying it. I'm having a good old time.
I'm glad I didn't go with the large.
Oh my gosh. So I'm watching Criminal Minds right now. I've never. Okay. Like whenever I would watch TV, like I would see it come up, but like it never like intrigued me enough. Like Criminal Minds. I don't know. It never intrigued me when I was younger. I was always watching like Law and Order SVU and like other stuff. And like the few times like it would land on it already being on, it never intrigued me. But anyways, I started watching it a few days ago. I was watching like episodes kind of like sporadically because of TikTok. It had shown me a few episodes and I was like, wait, that looks really good. And then I watched another one. I was like, okay, that one looks really good. Okay. So then I watched those two and I was like, okay, though, this is really good actually. And I was actually kind of nervous to start like the whole series because like I want to start the whole series, but it's so long. I forgot how many seasons, but it's like, I think it's up in the 20s or like in the high teen numbers.
It's like Law and Order.
Mm-hmm. It's like long as fuck. So I'm like, oh, and also I'm like, first season, it's like, it might not be that
you
great.
You never know.
You know?
Never know.
Because usually, oh my gosh, excuse me. Usually I feel like shows like that, I know. Usually shows like that, I feel like the first season's either like really good and that's why like they popped off. Or like the first season's like, it's kind of like, eh? But then later on it seems like, are like amazing.
Yeah.
But anyways, I started, guys. Even the pilot episode was so good. Literally, I saw the pilot episode and I was like, whoa, I need more. It's so
good. That never happens.
It's so good, y'all. I was hooked. I mean, I was actually talking about it at work the other day, and one of our coworkers, he was like, it's not that good. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, it's so good. Like, literally, the pilot is so good. And he's like, I don't know. It's really good. I love it.
I've never seen it.
Girl, I love it. I literally cried to it the other day, too. I was on episode, I think it was episode 14 or 13. It was so sad, girl. You know where you have to, like, stop it just so you could cry? Mm-hmm. Girl, I had to pause it just so I could cry and then continue watching. Oh, my God. I love, that's how you know a show's so good. And, like, I'm really experiencing it with it. So good.
Feeling those feelings.
Yes. Make me feel emotion.
I love shows that make me cry. Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's, like, of every single emotion, you know, laugh, you know, anger, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. cry.
Sobbing. Sobbing 1 second, and then the next episode, you're scream laughing.
Yeah.
That's what I want from a show.
But yeah, I'm really enjoying it. Have you ever watched it?
I don't think so. I don't think I've even seen clips of it on TikTok.
Really?
I don't know. I hear a lot of people love that show, but...
It's so good. I get the hype.
Sorry.
But yeah, this definitely needs more pistachio.
I think the same thing.
Like, where's the green? So little green, y'all.
Where's the green? Mm-hmm. Mm. Like, I almost just want to dive into that.
I know, yeah. Mm. Just more like a fart.
Are y'all so chocolate gals? I know you are.
I wonder what kefir is. Is it like a grain? I feel like it's a grain.
I have no idea.
I feel like it
I
would
always
be.
See them just toasted up.
Mm-hmm. It kind of looks like hay.
Way too much. Okay, now that all the strawberries are gone, we're gonna save this for later.
So, do you have any topics with Daniel?
Oh, what the fuck? This happened at work the other day, but I can't. I was still. Here we go again. Something happened at work the other day, and I wrote it down, but now I don't remember what it was.
Wait, but you wrote it down? Oh.
What was it? Some bitch. Hold on.
Someone was like bang on doors.
Oh my god, that was. Mm-hmm. We were attacked. A little dramatic, but
that's scary. It's like late at night and some bitch like bang on a door for like 10 minutes over a drink.
This woman comes in.
Like you're not well in the mind.
Well, she pulls into the drive-thru at like 8:50.
So literally within like 10 minutes of closing.
No, it was like 8. It was literally like 8:57. Like we still had like it was like 3 minutes of being open left. Mm-hmm. And I took her. She got a tall caramel ribbon crunch with extra caramel drizzle. That's easy, especially. I mean, as someone who's like you know worked there for a long time, that's like one of the easiest drinks.
Yeah.
And so, I make it for her. She was real nice at the window. She was real nice at the window, except she rummaged through her change for literally like 5 minutes trying to find her whatever she was. And so by the time she left, it was like 9:03 maybe. Mm-hmm. And so we had been closed. And so we shut the window, we lock it, we go lock up. Around 9:06 maybe, she rolls back into the drive-thru, skips the box, goes to the window, and is just sitting there. And I'm like, we're closed.
Yeah.
I'm not going over there.
No,
my other coworkers are going over there. And so she starts on the window. And I said, and she on the window. And then she starts calling the store. Freak. It's low-key scary. Mm-hmm. Like, what is so serious? And then she gets the hint. And she goes to the front of the store instead of the window.
She decides to escalate more, not really gets the hint.
And so she comes into the front door. And she starts pointing at her drink and doing like this. I guess like maybe she didn't like it and she wanted a refund or something. But like, we're closed. We can't give you a refund. Our drawers are counted. We're like done for the night.
Just go back the next day.
And so she's banging. She was probably there for like almost 15 minutes in total, from the window to the door. In total, being there for 15 minutes. What is so serious about tall caramel ribbon crunch with extra caramel drizzle that you need to be banging on the door for 15 minutes, and then she leaves? It's fine, you know. She leaves. She only called the store like 30 times. Nothing crazy. Nothing dramatic or anything. She leaves. I find out that her mom came in the next day and she got a remake, and they gave her a venti. I said, "Are you joking? Are you for real?" After she harassed us for 15 minutes, kept pointing at her drink, doing the money sign, pointing at her drink.
Wait, so she was a young lady?
She maybe like early 20s, or like maybe like 19.
And you're acting like this? I don't know, it's like someone like our age acting like over a drink. Like, I was imagining some old hag.
No, she was.
I was imagining an old ass lady.
I know. She was like between the ages of like 19 to 23, somewhere in there.
Bro, you're doing so much.
It's
like, you really just gotta call the next day. Like, I get it, your drink's wrong maybe or something, but just call back the next day.
I know.
Like, not that serious.
Over a tall, I just could not
like,
believe
to call it. A number, the thing is, to call a number, you're also gonna see what pops up, what time they close.
That part.
Okay,
that
I was like, okay, they're closed. They're closed. I'll just call back the next day. It's not that serious.
It's never gonna be that. Oh my god, yeah, my chocolate bar.
Oh, yeah, bitch.
Oh, she's all warm.
I'm gonna eat. Hey, listen. I'm gonna eat. As our viewers will see, I was literally scraping. I was licking in between the crevices of the fork.
No, girl.
I don't play about chocolate. I love chocolate.
When I get home, Beverly, I might even cut that cup in half to get all the chocolate off the sides. Do you ever do that?
Cut a cup in half now.
Oh, girl.
I just did what I just did. Just scrape it.
I either cut it in half or I'll... Oh, so nasty. Mm. Take my finger and go around the
side. Oh, I do that, yeah.
But obviously, I can't do that.
I can only say the pistachio has, like, not a minty taste, but, like, maybe, like, a citrusy taste.
Let me give her... I guess, since you're forcing me to...
I'm, like, forcing it down his throat right now.
Okay, let's give her a taste. But for the pod.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really chocolatey.
Right? It's really chocolatey more than anything. It's like chocolate everything. But...
chocolate overload.
Oh, yeah. So, the pistachio is just a little slipper, basically.
I love chocolate. I am a gal for chocolate.
I do, too. But it's like, I was serving more pistachio because, you know, because like chocolate is pistachio.
Sometimes, too much chocolate is a thing. You might believe. You might not believe.
Oh, my God. I used to love chocolate cakes. And I still do. I still do. But not so much as when I was a kid. Like, that was, like, too much, I feel.
Right?
With like, a little piece, I'm fine.
And I'm like, uh-huh. I gotta serve it over, like vanilla ice cream or something. Cut the sweetness.
No, but I get what you mean, though.
Yeah, I know. It's, like, the same reason people do, like a small scoop of vanilla ice cream with a brownie.
Mm-hmm.
It just cuts.
And the brownie has to be warm, I feel.
Yeah.
It has to be. Oh, my God. Speaking of sweet treats... I think they changed the recipe to the Panera Bread cookie, the chocolate chip. Because I went yesterday because I had a $2 off your order. So me and Melissa, we go. Girl, that cookie, it was nothing like I remember it used to be.
Really?
Especially when, like, I've probably spent, like, a year. Yeah, probably about a year since I last went to get, like, a cookie. It's not what I remember it to be. It was different.
I hate when places change the recipe and it makes it,
like, it wasn't bad. Food was not what I thought it was.
No, yeah.
Not what I remember it to be, I mean. Because I used to go there all the time just for cookies also. When I was, like, a kid.
Why change a recipe?
When it's already good. It's
already so good.
Why change it?
I can't stand when places do that. It doesn't make any sense,
honestly.
It's like when we changed, I mean, like, I know why, I understand why we changed the matcha recipe, but, like, it just made it so much worse.
Why do you change it? Why do you understand it?
Just to be, like, more, I mean, I assume it was to be, like, more authentic to, like, actual matcha. It's, like, what tastes more like it, but, like, it's, like, our bunch is garbaggio. It is garbanzo beans. Like, it is garbage.
Yeah.
It tastes not right.
I mean, I was never really into matcha anyways, but... Okay, so, Pierce the Veil, they had announced that they're adding a few more tour dates, and I was like, oh my gosh. The thing is, the way I even thought, I was like, it would be so funny if they added something here in South Carolina. And I was like, what if it's here in South Carolina? But, like, obviously, with anything, they actually would, not me, docks where I live. So I was like, okay, it'd be so funny if they, like, added a place where we live. But anyways, here comes the day. They announce all the dates. Lo and behold, who I see? My town!
I could not.
I was like, what?
I could not believe. Especially because I feel like we never get, like, big concerts here.
Right, like, I know where they're performing. A lot of country artists perform there. Nice. But, like, I mean, it goes with what it is, you know? But I remember, like, I didn't even have my glasses on. So I was like, let me put my glasses on. Because it's probably a different town.
I need to double check.
Girl, I know it was. Girl, we gotta go. I know one of our other coworkers. She's going. I told her. She said she's going.
I would love to experience
that. I think
we
need to go a second time, right?
I know.
I feel like it's meant to be that we're supposed to go a second time. Because it's, like, in our town.
I know. I wish we would.
Like, what are the odds? What are the odds?
And we can just get, like... We see them twice. Mm-hmm. I see Daddy Vic twice.
And I see Tony and Vic. I love Jaime too, but I'm more of a Tony gal right now. I noticed right now I'm more of a Tony gal. When I was younger, I'm more of a Vic girl. Girl, the other day I was showing my little sister, like, this was my screensaver of him. Because, like, I loved Vic. Like, I had him as, like, my screensaver, and we were talking about them.
Yeah, was always my favorite.
Who?
Vic.
I think he said something else.
No, he has always been my favorite.
What's your favorite song by them? I'm trying to think through. I think mine would be Yeah Boy and Dollface. That song I listened to all the time when I was younger.
I feel like mine...
Or Circle. Circus is a good one.
I mean, I feel like it's so basic, but I really do love King for a Day.
Well, that is a good one.
It is so good. See, now I'm here, like, trying to run through, like, all the songs.
Kissing in the Cars is pretty good, too. Kissing in the Car.
I don't remember what's the other one.
It's really good.
That I really obsessed with.
Oh, I forgot what the name of it. It's like Lost Something Hand and Gun. Okay, no, it's not that. It's not that. It's like something like that. It's so and it goes do.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
But I know
exactly what song.
If you know, you know. But I love that song.
Drink. Oh, if you know, you know. Oh, I am so excited to go see them.
Do you already have an outfit plan?
I don't know.
All right, I don't either fully. I have a corset. It's a corset that I wore to see Kali Uchis. I was going to be wearing that with my skirt. So I know I'm for sure going to wear a skirt.
For sure.
With my skirt. And then I think I am going to wear my Doc Martens. I don't think I am going to wear the platform heels.
I wear the platforms.
Because I really want a Maj. Like, I was telling some people the other day, and they're like, you're gonna mosh? Like, that's probably not gonna be a great idea. But it's like, I really want to try. Like, maybe not the whole time, but they get it pretty aggressive. I mean, obviously, it's like moshing, like, you're pushing and all that, but it's like, I've seen somewhere that's, like, really aggressive, you know?
It's gonna be a night turn.
I want to give it a little dip, and then I'm good, you know?
A little, you know, just a little dip into it. Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm gonna, like, feel it out. Like, if I see, like, it's too crazy where it's generally, like, unsafe for me, obviously, I wouldn't go in. But if I feel like it's not that bad, I'll do a little dip.
Just a small dip. Nothing crazy.
But anyways, that's what I'm thinking of wearing my platforms. My Doc Martens. And then, yeah, I was either thinking that top or have this, like, mesh red top I could wear. There's this other one I was thinking about. I don't remember.
There's a shirt that I used to wear all the time.
Sorry. I'm trying to stop myself.
Whoa. There's a shirt that I used to wear all the time when I was in, like, middle school and like up to my sophomore year. It was a Pierce Deville shirt that had like a green dinosaur on it.
Oh my, I know what you're talking about.
I want to repurchase that top and wear it to the concert, maybe under my overalls, maybe. Mm-hmm. What?
No, okay, what? I don't know. No, it's not what you're saying. For some reason, I just imagine you like redyeing your hair black and then like sticking it up and putting one part up, like covering your eye. And I was like, that'd be so emo of him. I just imagine that and with you in that shirt. That's why I was laughing.
Literally me in middle school, though. Literally. When I had, like, my hair wasn't black. It was, like, a dark brown. My hair would go all over my face. And I'd wear my Pierce Deville shirt and I'd be in class, But I think I want to repurchase that shirt and wear that.
Because you gotta do it soon.
I used to next month. Love that shirt. And if I get it again, then I'm wearing it every day.
I wonder what kind of merch I'll have. I don't know. I feel like sometimes, I don't really go to many concerts. But, like, I don't know if I want to buy merch or not, because I didn't buy any merch when I went to see Tyler. I bought some merch when I saw Cali, but the thing is, like, that shirt, like, it faded. Like, the top faded, and I end up just using it as a top for when I'm doing my hair, like, when I'm dyeing it colors and stuff like that. And now, I think I threw it away now, actually. I mean, it was completely faded. You could barely see
it. Cali!
And I was like, do I want to spend, like, I think it was, like, $40 I spent. I was like, do I want to spend $40 again on a top, and it just, like, kind of go bad.
I've only bought
maybe merch. I'll buy a bag this time around. Who knows?
I only bought merch at both of my Trixie concerts, but I didn't buy any merch when I went to see Ariana. I mean, I was also in middle school, so I didn't have money. But I think I got one shirt, but I think it came with the ticket that I bought for Ariana. Mm-hmm. But that was it.
When I went to see Cali, it came with a few things, and I still have those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a little compact.
My compact. It came with a little bag and the poster. Oh my gosh, she's probably gonna be going on tour soon because she's releasing music right now.
Oh my god.
She released one song already, actually, and she announced that she's gonna be releasing another few songs, another album.
She's so hopefully so a tour. She's so gorgeous.
I know she is, but also part of me is like, what if she doesn't? Because I know she has a kid. He's probably like a year, maybe about to be 2 years old now.
Oh my god, really?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, not saying that she can't go on tour if she has a kid, but I also feel like, maybe, I don't know, maybe she won't because she doesn't want to leave her kid because he's so young, which understandable. I get why she wouldn't want to leave him. And I mean, I don't know like how that would work out, bringing your kid on tour, you know?
Sounds miserable.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds so
not
pride.
Like miserable, but just sounds like a lot,
you know? Yeah, it's really...
Because like, obviously you have to practice for tour and then like moving around a lot, all while having your kid and all.
It sounds like
it's like, how would all that work out? Well, I mean, unless you got a nanny and all that, I mean, it'll help out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still hope she goes on tour.
I mean, Cali, like, let's go on
tour. I mean, Cali's mother, she'll make it work if she wants.
She is my...
she'll make it work.
Miss Cali is...
Maybe not that many tour days, but as long as one that's close by me, we're all good, you know?
I'm all good.
We're all good.
One show near me, and that's it. That's all I need. That's all she needs to do is just one show.
It could be the only show, honestly. It could be the only one.
Well, that would be so packed. Could you imagine?
I know it would be. I'm going to almost pass it out in that day when I go see her. And it was at the end too. I remember I was so pissed because like I don't remember anything that happened at the end because everything was going black, so I was more like thinking about like me like not locking my knees. And I was like, I can't see. Oh, like, don't pass out.
Oh, that's so
I don't remember what she was saying. I don't know what happened at the end.
That's so
I didn't even
scary.
See the last bit of her. Everything was black.
Everything went black.
Evelyn. No, literally I was like, Evelyn, things aren't good right now.
It's too hot.
But this time around, it won't happen.
Hopefully. What if it happens at Pierce Deville?
My God, hopefully not.
That would be scary.
Okay, but I will say when I went to see Cali, I wasn't smart. I barely ate. Like, I don't think I did eat, actually.
Yeah. That'll do it for you. That's what happened at Cracker Barrel when I just about passed out.
Mm-hmm. You hadn't eaten?
I hadn't eaten. And then they blamed me for it. I was like,
really? You didn't eat it.
And I was like, I'm working 15 hours today, and they were like, you gotta make time to
eat.
You
gotta put it in there.
And
somehow.
I was like,
just take a fry off the plate.
And I know that was, I remember that was one of the days that they didn't give me one of my breaks because usually I'd be scheduled like a double. Like I'd go in the morning, and I'd be off for like an hour or two, and then I'd go back. But they were like, we can't do that today. And so
that's
I was
ridiculous.
Like, I was like, when am I supposed to eat? And they would yell at you if you had food. At the time I was working as a host, they would yell at you if you brought like a little biscuit up to the host stand. It's like, no matter what, when the fuck am I supposed
to eat? Like, you need to eat. I won't give you the time to eat. And you can't bring it along with you so you can eat. But you need to eat.
But you need to eat.
You need to figure it out.
You need to figure
just
it out.
Just go to the bathroom and eat.
Oh my god. This is
another multi-pass.
Thing. This is another thing that pisses me off. When I see bitches at work bring their drinks to the bathroom.
No, that's nasty.
That shit makes
I'm
me like.
Why are you bringing it in there?
Is that. Ugh, like, that's nasty.
It's like, leave it somewhere. Like, leave it in the front, you know? Like, you don't gotta come up right away. No. Go to the bathroom and then grab your drink.
I know.
Or leave it on a table. I mean, so many people leave their computers and stuff on the table. Just, like, trust it.
That, I know. That
also baffles me, too. I'm like, what makes you think no one else is gonna come take
I'm
it?
I'm over there.
Teach him a lesson. You're like, yeah. Oh, where'd you say this?
I've thought about doing that. We've done that to our manager a few times. Mm-hmm. Just for fun.
Okay, but that's him.
I know. It's so funny. Why are you leaving your laptop unattended? And he goes to the bathroom for like 30 minutes.
Oh my god,
no,
I know. He takes a long ass time.
What is he doing in there?
Sending some photos to his girl.
No, he ain't.
We're going to take a quick break.
And we're gonna be right back.
Make sure you grab a drink.
Make sure you get a snack. Well, we're back, guys.
We're back. We're ready to play a game.
So I haven't done this in a while, but every once in a while I'll bring out some speaking prompts for us.
Oh my goodness.
And I always keep it fair. I never look at them fully.
Me when I lie?
Well, I didn't lie. I said fully. I don't look at them fully. Me being like, I mean that. But I mean that I don't like practice it.
Me with a... You are better than me. Every time we do the tongue twisters, I'm like, okay, I just need to
I like to keep it fair. I want to see how good I'll do it like on the spot.
No matter how much I read those tongue twisters, every single episode, I'm like, how do I mess up every time? Okay,
I'll go first. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, today we stand at crossroads where truth meets justice and facts outweigh opinions. In this courtroom, we are not guided by emotions or assumptions, but by evidence, logic, and the unwavering pursuit of what is right. I lost where I was at. Justice is not about what we want to believe. It is about what can be proven. Every word spoken, every action taken, and every piece of evidence presented today holds weight. It tells a story, not one of the speculation, but of reality. The responsibility we carry is immense. We do not fight for personal gain, but for fairness, for accountability, for the truth. That must not be ignored. So I ask you, look beyond the noise, beyond the distractions. Focus on the facts. Let them guide your judgment. Because at the end of the day, justice is not a privilege. It is a right. And today, it is in your hands.
Wow.
With that music, you heard that?
That was good. That was good.
Okay, I thought it was
now I'm nervous. Okay.
I always catch myself wanting to go really fast.
I know.
It's not going that fast on there, but I want to go that fast.
Okay.
You Ooh. Go.
Okay, I'm nervous. Okay, ready? Ladies and gentlemen, today we stand at the crossroads where truth meets justice and facts outweigh opinions. In this courtroom, we are not guided by emotions or assumptions, but by evidence and logic and the unwavering pursuit of what is right. Justice is not about what we believe, it is about what we can prove. Every word spoken, every action taken, and every piece of evidence that's presented today holds weight. It tells a story, not just one of speculation, but one of reality. The responsibility we carry is immense, and we do not fight for personal gain, but for fairness, for accountability, for the truth that must not be ignored. So I ask you, look beyond the noise, beyond the distractions, focus on the facts. Let them guide your judgment, because at the end of the day, justice is not privilege, it is right. Mm. And today, it is in your hands.
Ooh. Yeah, only think one. I feel like I ate it up.
I don't
know. I feel like I added more. I mean, eye contact.
Oh, yes. Eye contact.
Okay, we got another one.
This too?
We're a flight attendant in this one.
Oh my god, a flight attendant.
Yes. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. Before we take off, please give us your full attention as we go over the safety features of this aircraft. To fasten your seatbelt, insert the metal into the buckle and pull the strap to tighten. To release, lift the top of the buckle. Seatbelts must be worn whenever the seatbelt sight is on. In the unlikely event of a loss of cabin pressure, oxygen mask will drop from the overhead panel. Pull the mask towards you, place it over your nose and mouth, and secure it with a strap. Breathe normally. Make sure to secure your own mask before assisting others. Your life vest is located under of under or beside your seat in case of emergency. Remove it from the pouch, slip it over your head, secure the strap, and pull it tight. Only inflate the vest after exiting the aircraft by pulling the red tab. Manual inflation tubes are also available. Emergency exits are located throughout the cabin. Please take a moment to locate your nearest exit. Keep it in mind, it may be behind you. Floor lighting will guide you to the exits in low visibility. Electronic devices must be switched to airplane mode. Larger devices should be stowed during takeoff and landing. If you need anything or crew is here to help. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy your flight. Thank you for flying with us. I didn't eat that one up. No, I tell you, I want to go so fast, and then sometimes the words would be all the way down here, so.
Really? I feel like I was going so slow in the last one, and the words would be up here, and I'd be like, oh my god, I haven't even read them yet.
I feel like this time I was struggling, and then I can't see all this. Here you go. I tell you, I always want to go fast.
Y'all aren't ready. I'm going to eat this up. I'm going to eat this up.
Eat it.
Are we ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Can you reset, please?
And I noticed that. I don't know if that's like a new feature on TikTok, but it won't reset if I move it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. Before we take off, please give us your full attention as we go over the safety features. So embarrassing. Safety features of this aircraft. To fasten your seatbelt, insert the metal into the buckle and pull the strap to make it tight. To release, lift the top off the buckle. Seatbelts must be worn whenever that seatbelt sign is on. In the unlikely event that we in the unlikely event of loss of cabin pressure, oxygen mask will drop down from the overhead panel. Pull the mask forward and place it over your nose and mouth, and secure it with the strap. Breathe normally and make sure to secure your own mask before assisting others because they don't matter as much as you matter.
Ooh.
Your life vest is located under or beside your seat in case of emergency. Remove it from the pouch, slip it over your head, and secure the strap and pull it tight. Only inflate the vest after exiting the aircraft. Pulling on the red tab. Oh my god. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, it's going too fast, it's going too fast.
Okay, maybe I did eat it up, actually.
I know. Manual inflation tubes are also available. Emergency exits are located all throughout the cabin. Please take a moment to locate your nearest exit. There's one over there, there's one over there, there's one over there. Keeping in mind that it might also be behind you. Floor lights will guide you to the exits in low visibility. And electronic devices must be switched to airplane mode. Larger devices should be stowed away during takeoff and landing. If you need anything else, our crew is here to help. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy your flight. Thank you so much for flying with us here at Spirit Airlines.
Yeah, we got there. And I saw you had a little bit more flair in there.
So who ate that one?
Okay, but like that, because you already said it. Okay, so this guy, he's basically like a bus driver, but you know, bus drivers, they get a break in between because, you know, there's nowhere to drive around anyone else because, you know, they're in school. But anyways, he has, like, a four-hour lunch break on this day. I don't know if it's, like, every day. But, girl, the food he got that day, so fucking good. It looks, what? It looks so fucking good. He had this big-ass concha. Okay, shout out to No Muriel. Yeah.
Perfect, thank you.
That.
Hi, how are you?
Look.
Can I start with the lemonade?
Oh, ooh, that drink looked good, though.
It looks good, but wait for this next drink, girl. Also, he always orders a lot. Come on. Yeah. Look at
what the fuck?
Look at the scotcha! That's huge! He looks so tiny!
Is that like what? What's he dipping it in?
I think it's like a hot chocolate, it looks like.
That's a lot of hot chocolate!
Yeah, let me send it.
I know damn well he did not finish that.
I know, right? No fucking way.
I know you're lying.
And he's got more coming to him. He's got more food coming. No way he finished that. He took 2 sips. That looks good too.
Oh my god.
All that.
Should I become a bus driver?
Seems like it.
That looks.
But like
good.
He does a bunch of videos like this.
Where is he eating at?
I saw it somewhere in California, of course.
That place looks good.
Right, it's always the best place. It looks so good. Like, right? That looks good, okay, too. I'm going to get, like, what, French toast? Like
did you see that? Don't lick your lips at me like that ever again.
Let me finish that shit up real quick.
Yeah, damn.
He's got another thing. I wonder if he's going to finish this one. I don't remember.
Oh, they're taking a picture with a fan?
Yeah, yes, girl. He's got fans.
Oh, you're about to go in.
Okay, no. He's doing it on purpose. That was nasty.
No, but, like, I get it. It looked good. Wow, he's like almost done.
Oh, that was. That threw me on a little bit.
He was like, what?
That?
Oh, I know he's stuffed.
Can I get a watch for this one?
You ate
everything.
I'm gonna try it. I'm not gonna finish this one. No, he did not finish the hot chocolate.
I know, right? The hot chocolate was not gone. Did not like it.
That was like...
I wanted that big thing with hot chocolate. Because I saw he had a big box.
You're welcome. Bye. Have a good day.
That was like 10 servings. That was like a serving for 10 people. That how big that hot chocolate was.
I know. Huge. Oh my god. I have still saved these like things about Twilight that I want to talk about. I need to get together.
Oh my god. We need to have another Twilight marathon.
You didn't like it, you said. I fucking love it. I have Twilight marathons somewhat consistently.
We gotta watch the first one because I fell asleep.
It's good, but I gotta admit, the first one is so cringy. Like, the acting is insane sometimes.
In just
Kristen, I'm looking at you.
In just the first
Kristen's
one?
Kristen's hot, though.
Just the first one?
No, I think it's mostly the first one. I mean, I'm talking about vampires. Like, let's be so fucking for real, y'all. It's a good-ass series, though. I love it.
The last one was pretty good.
No, it's good. I love it. That was a really good one.
Oh, my God. And when she almost died, like, that was, like, when she was pregnant, I was, like...
I know. That's the second one. Last one, yeah.
I was like, damn, bitch.
I'm trying to think of my favorite one of all of them. Renesmee. You know what? I think it's going to be the first one.
No. You know, another
thing. The
first
one or the last one?
Another thing. The way Renesmee looks is crazy.
I know. That was insane. It's like, you should have just used the real baby.
I know what they were trying to do.
They just wanted to use technology, yeah, and all that.
I get it. It was new. But, girl... Mama, this is garbage. Mama, it was
a little scary. He's like, you just gotta use a baby.
The way Renesmee looks, I'm like, stop staring at me like that.
Although, it's not when she's a baby, but when she's, like, supposed to be a little bit more older, it is kind of accurate to how, like, the actual actress does look like.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Even at the end, when they show, like, how Renesmee would look when, like, she's older, it's a little bit accurate, honestly. It's a little scary. Not in the last one. It's scary. It's just, like, very obvious. It's not, like, real. Like, a real person.
Mm-hmm. Everyone else is
but
real.
But I see it.
Everyone else is real. Then Renesmee is there, like, looking crack, Tina. Looking AI booth.
No, literally AI. But, it wasn't bad.
Twilight was so ahead of its time. Twilight was so...
They were trying. They sure were.
Twilight was so ahead of its time.
They were so trying. It was so good, though. I love the Twilight movies. I know I'm going to be using the instrumental for when she gets married. I'm going to be using that in my wedding.
Have you seen the Twilight parody movie?
I've seen parodies of, like, people do of Twilight. I think they're funny. I remember there was one on Cartoon Network. Like, it was just a bunch of parodies of everything. Like, it was, like, an animation type of show. And they do parodies of, like, everything. I don't remember what it was called, but it was on Cartoon Network. I loved it. And I remember one of them was on Twilight. It was so fucking funny.
There's one movie that's like a whole, like, they just redid like the whole first movie, but as a parody.
No,
and it is so funny. They obviously make fun of how bad Kristen's acting. Yeah. It is too good. You have to watch it. I'm going to figure out the name of it so I can send it to you. I don't remember the name. Anyway, are you ready to wrap this up?
Yeah, I am ready to wrap this up.
Well, guys...
Had a fun time.
We did.
I feel like this was like kind of like a do-over last week's episode.
It kind of
it was a little bit better. I feel like the last one, you could tell, it was like no energy.
Yeah, Maria hated that we talked about fruits.
I didn't hate it. I just feel like we went on forever.
Oh, I thought it was so funny. Anyway, make sure you guys follow us everywhere. You can follow us personally. You can follow us. Boom.
Now that TikTok for sure isn't banned, I'm gonna be posting again.
We're gonna go. Goodbye, ladies. Go.